Well, here's a man who knows what it's all about to be a referee in New South Wales Country, the man who's the president of New South Wales Country Referees, coming out there mentoring a ref, of course, doing an under-12s game in Newcastle, Singleton. His name is Desmond George. Des, fantastic to see you here. It's all part of the fun and games of being a referee, isn't it? It's nice to get the whistle and be in the best seat in the house, but there's room for mentors and also assessors as well.
Yeah, a referee, like a player, needs a coach. Coaches, we've got coaches spread throughout New South Wales country. The coaches, most of them are ex-referees who've just decided to keep themselves involved in the game and enjoy the game. Gets us all over the place, from just the junior carnival or junior games in the different zones or carnivals out to the senior games. I'll go to a senior game this afternoon after the juniors down at Newcastle. The country championships have just been on for both the juniors and the seniors, so from the middle of April, or early April actually, with the TAS Primary School Carnival, which is our major development carnival for young referees. We take about 20 referees up to Armidale, and there was 47 teams at that carnival, with 7 fields going at once this year. A very big carnival, and those kids in their early stage of refereeing get intensive coaching. There's a dozen coaches there, one on each field. So the kids get seen every time they referee, and they just get a couple of points to work on. And the amount of improvement you see in those kids through the carnival is terrific, and that's, I suppose, one of the things that makes referee coaching worthwhile. Similarly with the country junior carnivals, we just had the 4 of those and the country women's championships last weekend.
How's the whole thing going as far as referees in country rugby throughout the zones? Because we've got some really good quality. Max Fulton got the final, of course, in the seniors there. And what are your thoughts overall as far as numbers for referees in all the zones collectively?
Referee numbers are always, it's always hard to keep your numbers up. Most of the zones have got enough to meet their commitments. A couple of the zones are struggling. I know Newcastle helps out Mid-North Coast every week. We've got 2 referees up in Mid-North Coast this week. And some of the other zones do the same, where you get referees or go to other zones to help out. We're always on the recruitment path.
And also, of course, great thing is to see a lot of ladies getting the whistle as well. The likes of Lauren Kelly. Also, of course, Kath Little, who helped herself to a Commonwealth Games this year. And, of course, your daughter, Evelyn George. She's been taking up the whistle for a while. It's fantastic to see the ladies get into it,
yep,
following the likes of Sarah Carrigan, also Amy Perrott as well.
Yes. Yeah, that's correct. Women's rugby and women's refereeing is growing. We've got a couple of young female referees in Newcastle, one on the Central Coast that was at the under-12s country championships last weekend. So it's growing. I suppose I'd be remiss if I didn't mention this year we actually had one of our referees do an under-20s test match in Drew Tonks. He did Fiji versus Tonga a couple of weeks ago and really enjoyed it, and is now regularly doing Shoot Shield in Sydney. So there is a pathway there for our referees to go to higher levels if they're good enough. Yeah. One of the problems with country rugby is getting the consistent hard game every week in, week out. Yeah. To keep your refereeing skills up.
Yep. And it's just we don't have the Emus versus sort of Lions game, or the Pirates versus Magpies game, or the Greens versus, yep, you know, Hammond and Hawks game that you want every single week, not only as
That's
players
right.
but also yep. as a referee. But
right. yep.
also abuse, is there becoming more and more abuse in the games towards referees, and is that something that we need to continue to be vigilant on and stamping out in the lights of what happened last year, of course, in the final of the under-19s in Newcastle?
Yes, referee abuse is not as big in it. A problem as it has been in the past, but it's still the national survey of referees done at the end of last year by the ARU. The top 2 points were referee abuse by players and referee abuse by officials. So it is a major concern, and it's a reason why we are losing referees. We lost a referee a couple of weeks ago after, and he was only in his second game, I think, and he was abused quite considerably, and his wife just said, "No more of this, we don't need this." And that is a blight on the game. It needs a bit more vigilance and input from the clubs, actually, to get their discipline right with their players.
It's all up to us all, spectators, also, of course, players and also officials off the field, to pull their heads in and realise it's not about them. The referees out there to enjoy the game as well and do the best they can. Yeah, there might be 1 or 2 rough decisions, especially if the Waratahs play the Crusaders. But overall, Des, if you want to become a referee, that's easy to do. Just go through the website there, nswcountryrugby.com.au/referees. And Des, it's fantastic to see you here, putting something back in and really getting stuck into it as the president of the New South Wales Country Referees.